At least 43 people, including women and children, reportedly have been killed in fighting in the Sudanese city of El Fasher since April 14th. That was when the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces began its push to gain control of the only city in Darfur still in the hands of the rival Sudanese armed forces. United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk is expressing alarm at the escalating fighting and calls for an end to the conflict, which has ravaged the country for more than a year. Speaking from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, his spokesperson, Saif Magango, warns the battle in El Fasher may be taking a turn for the worse.
Reports indicate that both parties have launched indiscriminate attacks using explosive weapons with wide area effects, such as mortar shells and rockets fired from fighter jets in residential districts. Since early April, the RSF has conducted several large-scale attacks on villages in western El Fasher, mostly inhabited by the African Zagawa ethnic community.
Magango says several Zagawa villages have been burned down. This, he says, raises the specter of further ethnically motivated violence in Darfur, including mass killings. He says civilians trapped in El Fasher are afraid they will be killed if they try to flee the city, home to 2 million people and 500,000 internally displaced people.
This dire situation is compounded by a severe shortage of essential supplies, as deliveries of commercial goods and humanitarian aid have been heavily constrained by the fighting, and delivery trucks are unable to freely transit through RSF-controlled territory.
High Commissioner Turk is urging both parties to the conflict and their allies to grant civilians safe passage to other areas and allow safe and unhindered humanitarian aid to reach civilians in dire need. He also is calling on the warring parties to negotiate an end to Sudan's year-long conflict, which UN agencies say has left more than 18 million people facing acute food insecurity and displaced nearly 9 million people. The RSF has not responded to VOA's repeated requests for comment on allegations about the fighting at El Fasher. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Reports indicate that both parties have launched indiscriminate attacks using explosive weapons with wide area effects, such as mortar shells and rockets fired from fighter jets in residential districts. Since early April, the RSF has conducted several large-scale attacks on villages in western El Fasher, mostly inhabited by the African Zagawa ethnic community. This dire situation is compounded by a severe shortage of essential supplies, as deliveries of commercial goods and humanitarian aid have been heavily constrained by the fighting, and delivery trucks are unable to freely transit through RSF-controlled territory.